and we're back.
We're back.
Yay!
And there's much rejoicing.
And if you were with us last time, we just walked into a room and started to have a meal with an old dude. And somebody else is here. I don't know how he got here.
Well, you know, all things are possible with Oda, right? Or, you know, the Ancient of Days.
There was a bunch of living stuff we were going to eat.
Yeah. We just, you know, apparently there's also Scott.
So you went into this room, there's a very elaborately spread meal, and an old man who's taking care of everything. What is your passive perception?
Passive.
Dexterity modifier, a wisdom modifier, plus...
I wish I had to do a dexterity.
Plus proficiency if you're proficient.
Wisdom modifier, 0.
Okay, so just 10 then.
I have 11 wisdom.
All right, Vince and Joseph, you guys both noticed that there, on one side of the room there's a big elaborate fireplace, and there's a fire burning because this is kind of a chilly area, and above it is a portrait of a group of people, individuals. But from where you are, you just see that it's a portrait of a group of people.
Well, first I got to go and talk to the host.
Down yet. So
I'll go over to him.
Still creeped out.
He's moving around the room.
So are you? So
yes, my son.
Is Oda here?
Oda, no. Oda is. I'm not sure what plane Oda lives on. What plane does Oda live on? Damn. Wherever he lives, that's where he is.
Oda is everywhere. From what you know, the Great Dragon.
Get around well.
Everyone must be somewhere, but Oda is not here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for this meal. What is this? What's the occasion for all this?
Just celebrating your being here and your life's journey.
Or wait, is it? It's not over, is it?
Oh, it's just.
I have things to do. I have people to do.
Just beginning, my son. Relax. Sit.
Well, he did that on purpose.
No. That was not phrasing. That was exactly the way I meant it.
Who are you?
He's back. No, remember he was with us before?
Oh, I'm asking the old guy.
Oh.
Arsa. My name is Arsa. And while my name is one of
ancient?
The names of Oda, I am not Oda. Is that really the way you eat? I thought you were like an elf. Well,
I'm
you be,
starving.
Should you be prissy?
I'm starving.
I'm not even that messy, and I eat live things.
Yeah, ditto.
I'm a dwarf, and I'm not that messy.
You guys remember I was enslaved.
So he eats like a slave. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't get it.
And I've been starving because someone left me.
So what's on the picture? After that, I'll go ahead and check out the picture.
It's
you in a town.
It's a group of individuals.
We left you in a
town. Oh,
they're by.
What's your... give me an intelligence check.
Damn it. I rolled a 1. I'm going to re-roll that because I'm lucky. I'm going to take a 3 instead.
They're elves.
I think they're elves.
And there's a little placard at the bottom that says Dia Cloich.
Wasn't that the name for the Godstone thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at the picture.
Okay, you give me an intelligence check.
Plus anything or just straight?
Nope.
19.
They are elves. But as you look at them more closely, they look exactly like you guys.
Wait, what?
Wait, how?
Like a lizard man with 40 ears.
I'm about to say.
But no, they don't.
Holy crap, I have ears.
It's not in a spider form or a lizard form. It's an elf.
Not too odd.
But you can tell that that it looks like you. Something about it.
Is that a short one?
A short, wide elf,
yes. There's a female elf with dreadlocks.
Two really big braids.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a bald one with who's big and massive.
Yes. That's why you could.
Looks just like me from the waist up.
Yeah.
Except with the elven features, you know, the pointy ears and all that stuff.
And then there's, you know, Scott, who looks like an elf anyway, just doesn't have wings.
Yes, there's one that looks like you, except no wings.
So yeah, that's that one. Hey, what's your character's name again?
He's like, that's a good question.
It has been several months since...
You consider this a short rest?
Yes.
I'm going to use my arcane.
Actually, you're going to get a long rest.
Well, I'll take that. That's a good measure.
As soon as you eat the food, it's the same as if having a long rest.
Awesome. Still I get my 2 dice. I'm
hungry.
So he comes and sits by Bart.
I'm tapping the keg.
And he looks, he sits a little more closer than your comfortable people sitting. He kind of like is crowding your space a little bit.
I scoot over.
And he kind of puts his arm around you. Don't worry. I'm just here to talk.
That's what he says. Points at Scar.
He says that like every day.
Yeah. I pour him an ale.
Thank you.
You think I too highly of yourself. He never touched you.
He takes a drink.
I'm drinking it as well. Pour glass for her. For Deidre.
Ooh, thank you.
He says, you've experienced a lot of pain in your life, haven't you?
I
suppose that all of us suffer pain, and most of it comes through relationships. Have you had trouble with relationships?
Who are you, Dr. Phil?
Bart doesn't know who Dr. Phil is.
I'm just very old, and
no.
I've had a lot of experience.
I've not had problems with relationships. I know who my parents are. It's better than some people that I know.
Oh. Maybe that's the relationship that I'm talking about.
Deidre knows who her family
is. I'm not talking about her relationship with her family. I'm talking about your relationship with her.
Well, she's my buddy.
Is that all?
She makes a damn good soup.
Are you sure that that's all?
And she makes sure to have your soup handy? I'm sorry.
I'm so happy I got an ear range.
I gave you an ale.
Tentacle range?
I was wondering off.
I think you just should be more open to the possibilities of a relationship and not fearful of being hurt. And he gets up. He gets up and leaves and goes over to sit by somebody else.
What do you mean, relationship?
I take two chopsticks.
Hey, I'm talking to you.
I take two chopsticks and look at him. You know, like in the sixth grade, this kindergarten, you make a like kiss. I turn and look at him and I go.
You talking about your freaky elf?
That's not how you use chopsticks.
Then he comes and he sits by Aphne.
I'm watching now.
I still haven't eaten yet. I'm still questioning.
You don't need to fear the food. Everything here is fine.
I fear the food. It's creepy looking.
How do I know this is not a trap?
As you steal some of the soup.
Oh, no. How do I not know that this is not the final
test?
Test.
Now you've completed all the tests.
That's exactly what I would say about it.
I know you do feel responsible for people. You feel like you are in kind of a leadership position. And that's good. You should be in that position.
Wow. Better on the ceiling.
But sometimes even leaders have to just trust and accept that things are okay.
Right by the microphone.
Yeah, fair enough.
Vince is eating potato chips. They're going to hear. They might as well be. We don't want to tell anybody.
None of those vegetables in there are potatoes?
They have the consistency of Funyuns. I think that's where you want to like
score.
You say that until you taste them.
I was going to eat them. I was just going to build stuff with them.
Oh, they're not Lincoln logs. Oh, dude, they should make edible Lincoln logs.
That's an epic idea.
Rolls.
Can we edit that out so we can copyright that and trademark it and everything before someone else does?
So he comes over to where you are and he says, I'm glad you're enjoying the food at least.
This is very kind of you to share it with us. If it is our last meal, I'm going to enjoy it.
I don't believe it'll be your last meal. Of course, I can't see all of the future.
How far do you see? What does Oda show you?
Occasionally he shows me things.
What is he showing you about my friends?
That you have a destiny to fulfill. That it starts here.
Starts, so we've been slacking off so far.
Your whole life. So do you have any questions about your destiny? Of course, you don't want to know too much about your destiny.
No, I just... Where's the next place to find the next key in my search?
Maybe it's here.
Is that a maybe as in I'm hinting, or is it a maybe and I actually don't have a clue and I'm just throwing something
out? No, it is here.
No. For real, it's here.
It is here.
Have I passed it?
You have to understand I'm kind of supposed to be philosophical and go with the philosophical way I'm trying to talk here. Instead
of... Wait, was that in character?
No.
Okay.
Look, I'm trying that would to have been epic in character. Yeah. You're not helping much.
See, the
what do I need to be able to see this key? Find it.
See, the idolatry.
You'll have it in the morning.
Specification. Okay.
So he goes and he goes and sits at the head of the table. I'm sure you all have questions for me. I can't answer every question.
So this is like one long table?
Yes. What questions would you like to ask? And no, I'm not Oda, nor am I any god or demigod, because I don't believe those are allowed in this world.
Bing, bing, bing.
I'm just very old.
How old?
Very old.
Isn't he an elf?
I thought you said you were going to answer our questions.
As those I can't answer. No, he is not an elf.
Are you human?
He is in a human form.
Oh.
Is he a dragon?
Are you asking him or me?
Yes, him. Yes. Are you a dragon?
Yes.
I sense that. Did you know? Did you know my patron?
And what was your patron's name?
Oh, I had it written down on my character sheet that I did not bring.
Yes.
So you've heard of his death?
I did. It was unfortunate.
Thank you for saying that.
Do you have a question? I don't know your name.
It's Merrick Darkwing.
Merrick? You have a question?
You said you're a...
Yes, I'm a dragon.
Ah!
Have you never seen a dragon?
He is part dragon, kind of ish.
No, the dragon's like...
Yeah, you have sorcerer. You have dragon's blood. Why would you be surprised by sorcerer? By dragons.
Because they, like, ate our people. Because they could fly. You know, who was... The dragons attacked us because we thought we were safe because we could fly and stay away from the minotaurs, the ram man, and the bad humans, and all the rest of the crazy people.
It was not my kind of dragon.
Silver?
He's gold.
Gold.
That's why he's got blonde hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. You're a good dragon.
I got something for you. Open my backpack. Can you decipher this?
What is it?
It's that ancient, the history of the elves.
I can read every word of it.
Can you decipher it to common for me?
I can.
Should you decipher?
I don't think you should know everything that's in that book, though.
You guys didn't get anything from the elves.
But I can tell you... What would you like to know?
Should we put that book back first of all?
Okay, I'll go with his question. Should I put it back?
Maybe it isn't necessary for you to put it back, but I wouldn't let anyone see you with it. And I probably wouldn't read it all.
Well, right as far away. As I'm concerned, that's permission. So, you know, enjoy.
So, that elf... So he's telling the truth. That book is really from the elves.
This whole structure is from the elves.
No. Okay. Are we going to address the elephant in the room here? Merrick was not with us the whole time. And now he's here.
But he's done that before.
He found his way through this whole thing, and you guys left all the doors open for him, so he was able to walk right in.
And he flew over those things, so he didn't have to, yeah. He's just been stalking us, following us, like, you know,
So, like Bart?
Like a Stan.
What would you like to know about elven history?
We don't have enough time.
There are some things that you should know and some things you shouldn't know. For instance...
What's trapped in the hinge?
Why did they leave? What's trapped in the hedge? Why the resurgence all of a sudden? I mean,
does the hinge make us queasy when we walk into it?
Okay, one question at a time.
Why was there an army at the hinge?
One question at a time.
To be fair, you did open it up.
You did open Pandora's box.
But I can only answer one question at a time. All right, what's the first question?
Why do the hinges make us queasy? We'll start with that.
The hinges are the prison of an ancient evil character.
So we should keep the hinges intact and as they are.
Is it the Tarrasque?
No, it is not.
There's not a Tarrasque.
Was there ever Tarrasque?
Hold you.
There was never a Tarrasque. It was actually...
Hold you.
It was actually an elven lich.
That's just as bad.
I think I prefer the Tarrasque.
And that's who's imprisoned in the hinge.
So is that who that army was waiting for?
Yes.
So he's close to being released?
There are forces that are working to release him, yes.
And I guess we're the forces that are being used to keep him held.
Yes, and the elves that you met are not the only elves.
The Iron Warlord is trying to, is part of unleashing this lich?
Yes.
Why did they leave?
As I said, there was the lich, and he had followers.
The orc?
The elves. The orc? No, they were elves. Oh, okay. And they were corrupting the earth. The world, I don't guess it's earth. The only way they could think of to save the world was to imprison themselves and the other elves. They imprisoned the evil elves in the under the world tree.
So are the elves that we working for, are the elves that we are working for the good elves?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to try to use insight here. Because I want to make sure that we're not being shoehorned.
Why, it's not that bad. It's really not that bad if you've ever had it done right.
Can my family's honor be redeemed?
So I'm gonna use, since we had a long rest, my portent dice of a 17. I have a +5 on insight, that's a 22.
You're pretty sure he's telling the truth. What happened to your family's honor?
Don't you remember I'm the descendant from the clan that helped. You remember the whole role play we did with the orcs underneath the world tree?
That's why you're here.
To rebuild your family?
Because your ancestor started this whole problem.
Yeah.
We know so that?
Huh?
Nope.
We do now.
Didn't know that.
You did not. No.
So, far as I'm... Fourth another cake.
So the elephant in the room is actually now an elephant in the room.
So Barton busts out with the history. So you are a direct descendant from...
Yes. Did you get a hint? Darkwing? No, you know, we just don't name, you know...
I'm sorry, your race is
I know you're
very...
just a duck, yeah.
Yeah, your race is very...
We know nothing about you.
Well,
so yes, you can redeem your entire family if you complete this. That's why you're here.
I don't understand.
And that's why you're in that picture.
What picture?
The one with all of us in it.
The picture of the elves.
What is Diacloich?
Godstones, the weapons that the gods use.
Is there one in here?
There are five in here.
I don't get it.
Are the five here safe from the lich taking them?
I'm talking about you. You're the weapons the gods are going to use.
He's a little bit slow. It's okay.
But I'm not a stone.
It's
and I'm not.
But you've been working out. But you've been working out. Those abs are really good.
Let's see where this goes. Go.
An ethne. I know that's metaphorical, that you know. But I'm saying we are not some object that is this powerful to do such things.
That's not what she said.
It's a fucking metaphor, Scar.
I get the metaphor, but we're just
And that us. Is why this Iron Warlord, who is a follower of the Lich, has been trying to kill you your entire life. Because he knows who you
is
are.
Is he the one who killed all the firstborn?
He is. He was trying to kill you. But he got all of them except you.
So wait!
I should change his name to Moses.
Okay.
It's a little sacrilegious.
So the asshole breaks into my house, kills my mother.
He
wanted
to break into your house. He burned a whole village to the ground.
Yeah, he didn't really break the house. That's more than the house as much as he broke the
house.
That's
more than the B&E. That's like genocide.
Yeah. Arson. Yeah.
Yeah, arson. Still bad.
Because he was looking for me.
Yes.
Well, or and he me. Was looking for the children. That you,
and
that
me
you,
and
know
Bart.
Who it was.
So the orc chieftain who killed my
that's
patron
why he
was
took
after
out
me.
All
yes.
The firstborn.
So that's Benny.
Works for the Iron Warlord?
Cruelty
yes.
to female slash animal insects. It's all kinds of charges. Awful man. Or person.
Sidebar, how do you like what I did with your story you made up?
Very nice. Very nice.
That is very...
So now I'm thinking there's...
No, see, I always made the joke, like, I named all my family Dia something. And I was like, that idiot thought my family was some Diacloichness. And come to find out, ta-da!
I still feel like this is some made-up bullshit. This does not sound like the work of Oda at all.
So and, you speak for all the works of Oda?
No. No, I'm just saying it is not. It does not feel like it's any of Oda's great works. Therefore, I don't know. I don't feel like we're some special stones.
Metaphor!
You do understand metaphor.
I do. I'm wondering if you do. A godstone. Weapons
word right.
of the gods.
I don't think you're using that word right.
Do you feel like we are actually the weapons of gods?
I think you're the only one that's close to the UN board.
I do.
Well, then, okay, let me have some of his ale. Give me that.
I don't think you can handle this.
I haven't bothered to look at the portrait yet, so like I get up and wander over and go,
I'll pour you a glass of ale. There you go. Drink up the Kool-Aid.
Now drink it down.
That's unsettling.
I'll go hold a mirror up in front of her.
Mirror, there, mirror, there. Yeah.
It's like they cut off your parts and put it on top of an elf.
I got ears in that picture.
To be fair, the ancient
too. It's weird.
The ancient elves were not aware of your races, so that's why you all look like elves.
I just thought maybe you.
Wait, I don't have a beard. That's not me. I've never seen myself without a beard.
I know. You noticed the birthmark on your chin? You've had that forever, apparently. You just never knew because the beard.
I was born with a beard.
I know.
I like sit the ale down and I come over and I'm like.
Hold the beard apart.
Just sticking out.
Like pulls his beard apart to look. There is a birthmark there. There's a birthmark under this beard.
Under here.
Yeah.
It's right there, Boris.
So what other questions do you have? Are you aware of how the seal on the earth tree began to be weakened?
I know the history.
Orcs.
Or I know the proposed history.
Do you know, since you know about your family's dishonor?
Sorry, I fell asleep during that part of class.
A lot of it's been hidden.
And forgotten over the last few months.
You know, but I believe there was a rivalry, because there's always this debate. Are we elves? Are we descended elves? What are we? Apparently there's some bad blood, family blood or something. And I'm not a historian or anything, but basically we did something really stupid, an ancestor of mine, and I'm trying to fix it.
They did. They weakened the seal.
They have to do with the orcs becoming
The ancient elves were actually created by the gods with a spark of divinity. They were not gods themselves, but the gods gave them a part of their divinity. When they left the world, they used a part of that divinity to seal the evil elves out of the world. The orcs and your ancestor stole that divine spark, and that's why the orcs became what they were for a while. Somehow they lost it, however.
How do you lose something like that? Where, would you just misplace
it? Away from them.
They put it up on the fourth ship.
They were taking a whiz and they forgot where they put it? How does that happen?
So they lost that divine spark, but the seal is still weakened.
So we get the spark, we can use that to reform the seal?
Yes. If the Lich is released, I don't see any way to stop him, so...
He was
the most powerful elven wizard ever, and then he turned himself into the first lich ever.
So he's really old and frail then?
No, he is not old. So he is really old, but he is not really frail.
So he's the original OG of liches, basically.
Yes.
What the hell's a lich?
I'll explain it to her.
So basically, this guy's the original.
It's someone who dies to try to attain the power of a dragon.
If we don't have knowledge arcane, we probably don't know what a lich even is.
No. My standard is someone who kills themselves to have the power of a dragon.
Okay.
That's my interpretation.
13. Do I just know the basics?
Yeah, you know the basics. And
do I know anything about the things they store? The
phylacteries.
Do I know anything about those?
Do another roll for that.
And I'll assist you, because I have it.
No.
I really need to assist you. Hey, 19.
Yes, you do know about it.
So, Alish is, or was, a person who basically, through black magic, converted themselves to an undead, ultra-powerful wizard.
Try to become powerful like a dragon.
Yeah, they're more powerful than any dragon.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And they usually do it so they
can... You can ask your friend here, and he will agree.
They could usually do it to try to live forever. That's usually the purpose.
No, I'm
turning undead. Oh, I said they become undead. Okay.
They turn others undead.
They can turn other people undead, but the thing about them is they have this object that they store their soul in. So if you kill their body without destroying that, they come back. So you have to find that very, sidebar, Harry Potter-ish, huh?
So basically, this is the original OG of the witches.
Witches are fine.
Apparently
witches are fine.
He's first one.
Yes, he's the one who created the process.
Do we know where his... I can't say the word.
Black tree?
Yeah.
No.
So this is the Stanley Tukey Williams.
Do we know if there's more
witches.
Than one?
Don't know that either.
Just call it a Horcrux.
Gotta start the Crypt Stand.
Oh.
I'd say
Stanley Tucci was not the guy who started the Crypts.
No.
Tucci. Okay. All right.
Wow.
It's a good documentary.
Stanley Tucci's an actor.
I'm sorry, we need to rewrite history now.
Stanley Tucci started the Crypts.
I can just picture him going...
Tucci is a very white man.
Yeah. Hello,
he's
homie.
Also a really good actor. Yeah. I'm just picturing
him going... Come on, homie. We cannot tolerate these bloods.
Maybe he played Tukey in the movie. I thought it was Jamie Foxx. But that's actually a really good documentary. He wrote a children's book in jail after he repented. Then they put him in an electric chair. Poor guy. But at least he repented and wrote a children's book.
What did that do for book sales?
He did very well. He went to all his victims. Because they can't profit. People can't profit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And that's one good law we may write. Okay. The criminal, if you're going to make a book deal and try and make money, the money must go to your victims.
So, speaking of victims.
Like OJ?
Yeah, pretty much did.
Yeah. So, speaking of victims, all this stuff has been done, all these horrible atrocities to try to stop us from stopping the Lich from coming back.
Yes. And you're not really here just to talk to me, are you?
We weren't sent here to talk to you.
No, we were sent here to get
there. There were some
elven artifacts.
Elven artifacts that we needed to retrieve.
Unless we're the artifacts. I don't know how far we're milking this metaphor.
That could be metaphorically true as well.
That would be very disappointing. I'm saying, Arsa.
I concur. That would be very disappointing.
Did you just call me old?
No, I'm older than you are.
Aren't I? Just called him an artifact.
I said you're artistic.
That's not what you said.
So, I've been guarding for a long time a treasure hoard of the elves, and I don't really know what's contained in it.
Baby don't have bibs, 'cause they have beards already.
It's not my job to know what's in it, so I'm just going to, in the morning, I'm going to give you access to the, and you can take whatever you can carry with you. There's more there than you could probably carry.
I don't know. I can carry a lot.
But I will warn you that your enemy has tracked you and is going to be waiting for you when you leave here.
Good.
He probably followed him since he was the last one to come.
You left the door open. Merrick, really?
I was fine. And it's the gate. Right door.
You didn't notice the airship followed you?
Yeah. You didn't notice. How did you not notice the airship that was following you?
You know I'm nearsighted.
That's a bad quality for a flying creature.
Why do you think I lost you guys?
Yeah. Have you seen the little Family Guy bit about that? Where you go,
"Fly
casually."
Waiting for us when we
listen really cautiously.
So you should.
We lost them.
You should prepare everything with that expectation that when you leave, you are going to be attacked. And is.
The hell?
Going you're gonna get some music to get you hyped up. Get some hype music.
No, we need what we need really is we need some really awesome music as we're walking out of this place.
We need to play the music from the first Final Fantasy where you go fight Kefka on top of the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
not only this is that epic yet.
But at the end of every fight, we should go ahead and play the da 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 da.
Only if we level though.
Da 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 da. Vampire that can do that. A vampire that tap dance and cast dazzle on you.
Okay, we're gonna need lots of dice because we're gonna be doing all of this treasure hoard randomly. Who's going to be writing it?
Of course we are.
I'll grab my.
Here you go, secretary.
No, I have one. I got one.
My notepad's not notey paddy enough.
I like your shirt.
Obviously.
Thank you.
What's first? Percentage dice.
I'll do the first one.
Okay.
87. All right. 46.
4d6. Mm-hmm. Not 40.
4d6, yes.
Making sure.
46 would just, you know, be the number.
17.
1,700 gold pieces.
I just got my in.
And 5d6.
It might be the number. Nope, we've already worked out a price.
Oh, okay. We already haggled.
10, 190
platinum pieces.
Nice.
That money's kind of useless.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you will be needing money eventually. Percentage dice again? Are you doing? You can do all of this. Everybody's going to have one, so you can do all this one by yourself.
We need bribes.
51. 3d6.
10.
10. 10,000 gold piece gems.
10,000 gold piece gems?
Yes, that's like.
Oh, we just bought the city.
That's 100,000. I can do math.
I can retire.
Okay.
Now, that much money, I don't know that that'll be useful for you. This might just be like building castles and stuff. And then roll D4.
One.
Hold on, wait a second.
D6,
hold on.
I'm sorry.
Just as a sidebar, Scott's been gone for ages.
Yeah,
he shows up for a few minutes. Next thing you know, boom, we own a city.
D6?
Yes.
Nicely played, Scott.
Two.
Nicely played.
Two magic items on table
Entourage.
E. Just make note of that for now. Next one.
Somebody else.
81.
Usually on. 46. Somebody does not have their dice out, even though I said you will need lots of dice.
15,000
gold. That's not right. 46. Yeah. 15,000 gold pieces. 5d6.
That gets another zero behind that one. He said 17,000.
He said 1,700.
Oh. 16?
If it's platinum, it was 1,700, yes. 160 platinum. Percentage again?
You got the same chart I did.
76?
1d10.
What did I just roll?
10.
10.
10, 2,500 gold piece art objects.
Slightly different.
Actually, those gems were 1,000 gold piece gems, not 10,000.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, because I'm like, these are like gems like this.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
D4.
You had access to another airship because you were given tours in my airship.
I gave it back to you.
Four times on magic item table H.
What was that?
Four times on magic item table H. Your turn now.
All right. Can't handle the pressure. Percentage?
Yep.
It's right there.
74.
46.
Same table. 4.
4,000 gold?
No.
Oh. You're not done?
10.
10,000 gold. All right. 5d6.
26.
2,600
platinum.
Yeah. I was like, 2,600 platinum. Ching!
Okay, so wait a second. The gold is in thousands.
And the platinum is in hundreds, yes.
Okay, then that does need another zero. Okay.
All right, next chart. Okay, still you. Percentage, yep.
44.
That is going to be 1d8.
Woohoo! 4.
4, 500 gold piece gems. And d6.
5.
5 times on table E. Your turn. You don't have any dice. Here's some.
Took the wrong bag. I will find the right bag when
you need. I only got table E, but I got 5 times.
Percentage.
Thank you, sir. Oh, you got
table E. Yeah. You got table H, right?
Yeah.
All
right.
Which is much higher.
Roll percentage?
Yep.
83.
4d6.
4d6. Let's see here. 5, 4, 2, and 4. 15,000
gold percentage. No, I'm sorry. 5d6.
5d6, okay. I'm sorry. I don't have any.
190 platinum.
190 platinum. 190 percentage.
7 500 gold piece art objects and D6.
One
roll on item, magic item table D, and I think Christy, you're the only one left.
Magical
item.
Let me actually borrow your percentile because reasons. 70.
46.
Fifteen thousand
gold.
5d6.
Why can't I find it?
Fourteen. 140 platinum.
Percentage.
1d10. 6. 6 500 gold piece art objects. D4. 1. 1 item off table H. Alright, now we need to go back to the magic items.
Alright, I got 2 on table E.
Go for it.
What do I need to roll?
Percentage. Table E kind of sucks. Yeah.
78.
A scroll with a 9th level spell on it. Ooh, okay, that's not so bad.
That's not bad. I can't cast it for a long time. But
scroll we can't use. That also. Wait, no.
I can cast off the scroll.
Yeah. Stay away from me, bad guy, because I'm growing up. And when I get this 9th level spell.
36.
Potion of Storm Giant Strength.
Not bad.
And you can take that.
Yeah, E was not a good chart. Who's next? Or what's next?
We have 4 magic items.
Well, you
want to
finish
it?
Was that both of them?
Yeah, that was both of them. Do you want to finish E?
Yeah.
Well, since it's Scar, it's got some on E, right?
Yeah, 5 on E.
We've got 5 on E.
Okay, go for it.
1.
Scroll with an 8th level spell.
Ooh.
Okay. Percentage again?
Yep.
73.
Spell scroll with a 9th level spell.
65.
Potion of Supreme Healing.
You gotta be like, what, 13 level 66. To cast 9th level spell?
Another one of those. Another potion of Supreme Healing.
96.
I think you gotta roll again on this one.
Dun,
it's an arrow of slaying.
What?
Those are nice. I don't have an archer. Oh,
what? I shoot stuff.
Not from there.
I got pretty damn good range.
I shoot stuff, but I'm not as good.
Abdomen. Take a glance at abdomen.
I do too, but typically it involves drinking a lot of beer first.
But I'm not as good of a shot as he as she is.
20.
She is.
Well, I just cover a wide area.
10.
So do I.
Potion of slaying black dragons. I mean, an arrow slaying black dragons.
So we have potion.
All right, this will kill the dragon. Drink this. You have to drink it.
Wait, we have to trick the dragon. No. Dragon, you can fight us. You can kill us. Just don't drink this potion. Don't you dare drink this potion.
Any more E's?
One more? Or is it all
H's
5?
H's now.
Okay. And then a D.
Right, oh, you got a D? All right, let's do the D.
Who's the D?
Do the deed. D.
Mint.
percentiles.
Do the D.
Uh-oh. Do the D.
And on that note.
78.
Potion of longevity. Ironic. Going that after a guy who wants to live forever.
Dude, we had your potion right here. You can just drink this.
Okay, now we're on to the H's.
Alrighty, roll them.
Finally, the good chart.
54.
Is it a good chart? I don't know. I just have it.
Wand of the War Mage, plus 3.
It's going to be a wand, a bunch of damage spells.
You have 3 more.
Wand of the War Mage.
91.
When holding this wand, you gain a bonus to spell attack rolls.
Yeah. If you attack with spells, it's nice. My next roll was... Yeah.
91?
91.
Is Oath Bow.
The named
It's a named
bow.
Weapon. I wonder if I can use it.
I'm looking it up, Mike.
It seems like I might be starting to use a bow soon.
When you knock an arrow in this bow, it whispers in Elvish. This says Elvish.
Awesome.
Swift defeat to my enemies. When you use this weapon to make a ranged attack, you can, as a command phrase, say, swift death to you who have wronged me. The target of attack becomes your sworn enemy until it dies or until 7 days later. When you make a ranged attack with this weapon against your sworn enemy, you have an advantage on the rolls.
Nice.
Doesn't it ignore like concealment and stuff like that? Or no. Used to.
I stopped reading.
Well, you're sworn. I've got it right here. So.
Yeah, your target gains no benefit from cover.
When your sworn enemy dies, you can choose a new one after the next dawn. While you make ranged attack roll with this weapon against your sworn enemy, you have advantage on the roll. In addition, your target gains no benefit from cover other than total cover, and you suffer no disadvantage due to long range. If the attack hits, your sworn enemy takes an extra 3d6 piercing damage.
Ouch.
While your sworn enemy lives, you have disadvantage on attack rolls with all other weapons.
Ability. Yeah. Mm.
So you have disadvantage with all other weapons as long as your foe lives. That's insane.
All right, so the third item from H... 99.
Tome of Leadership and Influence.
Charisma bump.
And the fourth one, 69.
That's mine.
Dwarven plate.
I can wear heavy armor.
I can't.
Good
it's just going to be interesting. We're used to you go, oh, swishy swishy, now you're going to be clanky quanky.
And we got one more, which is mine.
What chart is it? H?
Yeah.
And only one?
Yeah, I only got one. The orange one is the 48.
That's really not that good.
Staff of Thunder and Lightning.
Thunderbolts and lightning.
Very, very frightening.
Me.
Galileo.
Figaro.
Figaro.
No.
Oh, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, let me go.
Beelzebub
has the devil put aside for me.
Hey, what are the copyright wrong? We're actually
just
singing
killed
it.
The man today.
Totally different, right?
What? Yeah.
Put a gun up to his head.
And one more thing.
Who's rolling it?
I will. Percentum.
There's none of that crap
you want to roll it or write it?
The dwarven plate?
Anybody can use it. It's just +2 plate that we're.
But it's heavy.
94.
It's a heavy plate.
Not a whole lot of us can use plate.
I won't.
I can.
You may have to roll a couple of times here to get the right thing.
Roll the plate.
Oh, he's typing something. He's typing something, dude. Watch out. We're all doomed. Doom.
And what is your roll?
A 94.
No, I'm not proficient in heavy armor.
Who is? I am too.
I won't. I'll wear it. Hey, it'll improve my armor class, but I would not wear it.
Yeah, I'm only proficient in medium.
It would slow me down.
All I got is light.
I like to go naked. Oh, lizard! I got, scales and stuff.
But you have natural armor, don't you?
Mm-hmm. And barbarian...
Barbarian nakedness.
Barbarian nakedness.
Clashes.
Loincloth of defense!
Clashes.
Look at my loincloth. Check out my codpiece.
Vestments of the Vanguard Guildmaster.
Huh?
Vestments of the Vanguard Guildmaster.
Sounds impressive.
These are clothes.
Huh.
Artifact.
Yeah.
Green and gold. These vestments are the perfect blend of function and fashion. As to the intended wearer, armor would just be a needless weight. They'll slow the wearer down, and it saves time when needing to go from the meeting with city official to a battle in an instant. But when worn by the I'm taking away the part about the guild. They grant the wearer +3 to their armor class, and you never feel discomfort due to the climate. And it is also intelligent.
What?
The clothes talk back to you.
No, that's all I need. I'm having an argument with Bart's clothes.
I love how you automatically assumed it was Bart, because in my head I was like, that's Bart.
Yeah. Roll 4d6 for intelligence, wisdom, and charisma.
He's the one who has the whole guild,
Drop the lowest from each.
Tavern guild.
I got we all have linked different guilds.
So intelligence is a 16.
It's charisma is...
12.
Yeah.
That's the only two you need us to roll?
Nope.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Intelligence, wisdom, and charisma. Wisdom is 8.
Let's let somebody else roll the wisdom.
The wisdom is an 11.
Alright, percentage dice.
Who's rolling this one?
Let one of these guys roll. We've been rolling
okay.
All.
27. The item communicates by transmitting emotion to the creature wielding it or carrying it.
Ooh.
D4.
My clothes feel angry.
D4.
I'm hungry.
ABV's
1. No.
Hearing and normal vision after 30 feet. Its alignment is neutral good.
Hearing and normal vision?
Mm-hmm.
30 feet, you said?
Yep.
Neutral good, got it.
So it basically has its own perception check.
It has the special purpose of Templar, which it seeks to defend the servants and entrance of Oda.
Seeks to defend what?
Seeks to defend the entrance, the interest of Oda.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
They're fashionable.
And percentage.
45.
While wearing and attuned to this artifact, you have resistance to cold.
Well, best dressed wizard, lizard in the, nice. In the world.
Yeah.
Percentage again?
You said what to cold?
Resistance.
Half damage.
You want to roll?
Percentage?
Yep.
75.
When attuned to the artifact, you can choose an action. To cast a spell I have to look up from it. After you cast the spell, roll a d6. On a roll of 1 to 5, you cannot cast that again until the next day. So now I have to look up the spell, so hang on just a second.
Can we call you Lizard Fancy Pants now?
I was thinking it was a Bart thing.
I'm thinking it's a you thing, Oda.
I don't wear stuff.
You may have a big exception for that.
I don't wear stuff.
What's going on? Look, cradle.
These are like guild robes. This is so not something I would wear.
You're part of the Beast Guild. You must
he
show it off.
Five or six.
Five or six. If you roll a 1, 2, 5, you can't catch
I can't wear them.
Until the next day.
Sure you can.
I can't have wings.
They're an artifact. I'm pretty sure they accommodate.
Chain lightning.
Not a spell that I'll use.
Percentage.
Oh. 28.
When attuned to this artifact, you emit a sour stench noticeable from 10 feet away.
Damn.
Really?
That's
so no one's getting married.
Percentage.
So when you're attuned to it, not even you don't even have to be wearing it.
gotta be attuned to. Right. You're wearing it to be attuned.
Right, but you don't have to be wearing it like in that moment. Once you're attuned to it,
you still have to wear it to be using it.
You can't take it off after you're attuned to it.
No. You can take it off, but attuned to it. But it says when you're attuned. When you're attuned, it doesn't necessarily say that it's the where the stench comes from.
Right. Yeah. It does say when you are attuned, you emit a stench.
Yeah.
Percentage dice.
You want to go that 90 that you rolled there?
Actually, that was a 9.
Okay.
So we're aware
yeah, you did not want 90 for sure.
So we're aware that he's going to stink.
9.
That is not something it would have, because it has a purpose and that goes against its purpose.
7.
That's the same thing.
How about a 95? Is that awful? Do we not want that?
Yeah, that is awful. While attuned to this artifact, you have vulnerability to all damage. I don't think that would be on there.
That's lame.
Yeah, that's
this is a detrimental properties, but
14.
That doesn't really fit with the item.
For an armor, yeah.
It is robes.
Okay, whoever puts it on and attunes to it is going to have the geese placed on them to complete the quest that pretty much the elves have given you. So whoever puts it on is not going to be able to do anything else other than something that's going to push them forward to complete.
Can't do anything else except dance.
Is that it?
That's it.
No one. Sorry.
Is that all the treasure?
Yes.
Do we want to pause this while we divvy this out, or do we want to divvy it out online?
We can pause it. We can actually.
Take
we're
care of the robe.
Close enough now. We can stop for this session.
All right.
So, bye.
Loot. Bye.
Yay, loot!
Loot.